The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise God.
God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Oh, gosh, this is just so nice, isn't it? Pardon me just a moment to just still be reveling in the fact that, you know what's so great? I just love chanting the Kyrie, because you get this glorious echo. It's just like, yeah, I'm in a church. This is so great. Wonderful. Now, just a little thought for you for the day here for our very first daily Mass in our brand new church. Okay? Just a little thought for you for the day. And that is that it is dangerous to be devoutly religious. It's dangerous. Don't get me wrong. It's more dangerous not to be, okay? Right? So don't everybody get up and leave. Okay? But there's certain dangers that you face as being a devoutly religious person that you don't have to face if you're not. And one of them is complacency with God. I had some people coming in here over the weekend in the Mass for the very first time. And, you know, a lot of them, they hadn't been in church for a while. And, you know, they beheld the crucifix and they saw the altar and they saw the tabernacle. And it brought him to tears. And I thought to myself, how greatly beautiful. And I also thought to myself, how easy it is for us to become complacent, to become numb to the touch of God. It's a danger. It was that complacency that our Lord was so grieved by here in this gospel. These little towns that he mentions, Capernaum, Bethsaida, Chorazin. More like neighborhoods than towns. They're all within a stone's throw of one another. It can almost hear our Lord's sadness, his disillusionment with these towns who had seen all of his mighty miracles and had so little to show for it. And you, coming here into this church, and you hear our Lord's beautiful word, and you receive the grace of the sacrament, and you're filled with God's grace, and you've received his touch every day, we want to make sure that what our Lord says to these towns, he never says to you or to me. Woe to you. We don't want him to say that to us in time or in eternity. And so, to build up our faith, to fight back against this complacency, just one little thought for you today. Choose to practice deliberate gratitude. You know, every single day, there are so many, many things that go right, and we take them for granted. It's an amazing help to faith to choose deliberate gratitude. You know, just the other day, I lost the air conditioning in my house upstairs. And when it came back on, I was so grateful. And it made me realize just how many things we have to be grateful for. Listen, faith is a gift, but it's also a decision. You have to choose to practice it. And so there are many, many things that we need to stop and look around. Stop and ask yourself this question. When things go right, isn't it true that we credit ourselves? And when things go wrong, isn't it true that we blame God? When things go well, we say, you know, maybe you get a big promotion, maybe something goes right. You say, of course, I work so hard. I deserve it. Or how about it's true for parents with their children, let me tell you. And you see somebody's child, maybe they get into their favorite college and they just say, chip off the old block, right? Don't they? Of course they do. But when things go wrong, what happens? Why me, God? Why, God, why? Listen, you want an exercise in faith? Try reversing that. When things go well, say, why, God, why? Who am I, O Lord, who have been so unfaithful to you on so many occasions and have received your forgiveness time and time again and yet have returned to such deliberate ingratitude? Who am I to receive your blessings, O Lord? Try that. That's a choice, and it builds you up in faith, such that we don't ever become like the story that we heard in our first reading with King Ahaz. His country was being invaded by the Assyrians. And the prophet Isaiah said to him, you've got to have faith. If your faith isn't strong, you will not be strong. To avoid complacency, just a little thought for you for the day. You know, most of what they do in heaven is to give thanks to God. We'd do well to begin to practice that right here on earth, to build up our faith while we have breath in our bodies, that one day we will join with all the thanksgiving of the saints in heaven. Amen.